Yo, what up? It's Donut, and you tuning in to All Your Illuminati News.
So many things that people have never heard and do not know that are so important to understand.
That's pretty good. But try it like this.
Yo, what up? It's Donut, and you tuning in to All Your Illuminati News. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We got hundreds of people up in here right now. Hello to the chat room. Waving. I am waving. Hello. Strange times ahead. What you think about that thumbnail? It's all about the good thumbnail and Thanksgiving. Here's Barney. I don't know if y'all know, but the Argentinian president who got elected was a tantric sex coach. And so is the guy who played Barney. Strange times ahead. But as you enter the room, make sure to smash that like button, please and thank you. We got a great show for you today, full of just strange, bizarre stuff. Did you see this? The corn? It's corn, people. They're doing some weird stuff, and we're going to break down this predictive programming of coming food shortages, plus a lot of symbolism as well with Thanksgiving. We did a lot of shows over on the Patreon. Shout out to the Patreon members and subscribers, and we're going to bring a lot of that content here today because a lot of stuff's going on. We got bridges. Things happening on bridges, which is connected to portals and whatnot. And Al Roker, he missed Thanksgiving last year. He was sick, but he made it this year. And he talked to the president for the 322 stamp. We've been seeing the skull and bones 322 number mark a lot with President Biden as he got medicated at exactly 322 p.m., just like Hillary Clinton got sick on the 322 day, and Oprah Winfrey stayed in her home for 322 days. And then Elon Musk on the 322 day, his rocket exploded at 322 mark timestamp. So we can see this skull and bones, very, very symbolic for the year of 2023, which is the 322 backwards. But Al Roker, he's been under the mind control before. If y'all haven't seen,
leave room for the Holy Ghost.
Seen him go through the mind control. Oh, I shouldn't really be playing that like that, but they said a trigger word, the Holy Ghost, and then you can see him just change.
Catholic school, leave room for the Holy Ghost. Anyway, there is a lot of
very creepy. They just stared at the screen. A lot of people been talking about that MK Ultra mind control. So what do you think about that? What do you think about that? He talked to the president for the 322 timestamp. Now, we got a special offer today. It is Thanksgiving, Black Friday, and every year we do a donut VHS box. Last year we did it, sold out in 24 hours, and we are getting a ton of sales right now. I got the link down below. Limited edition, plus it comes with a secret invitation to a secret meeting. And it's just a great way to support us. Plus, you get all of the content, limited edition VHS box, membership card, like a Costco card. And, you know, these run out. So whoever grabs one while we're live on the fly, I'll give your name a shout out. How about that? How about that? Plus, it comes with a bunch of stickers and everything else. And I'll drop the commercial. The commercial is pretty funny tomorrow for Black Friday. But Joe, Jill, they're speaking to Al Roker. Al Roker is 69. He is in prime age for ritualistic purposes, as we've been seeing this ritualistic 6-9 number show up quite a bit. Showing up quite a bit. Let me see right here. I can make it bigger. Tony Bennett. I mean, this is connected to music. Let's not forget the beginning of the year, Gangsta Boo, a 3-6 Mafia, passed away underneath this royal arch Miley Cyrus was performing under. And the 6-9 is on the top for the summer solstice. And Taylor Swift's on tour right now with her Karma. She has that famous song, Karma. Karma is like the 69 position. Rosalind Carter just most recently passed away at 96, just like the Queen died at 96 and the other Queen died at 69. Tony Bennett passing away this year. The American Songbook dead at 96. So we could see this number pop up a lot with rituals, and Al Roker is 69. Not only that, but Jelly Roll. I don't know if you know Jelly Roll, the rapper. He got awarded most recently. And shout out to Jelly Roll. I like Jelly Roll a lot. He was recently on the Billboard Music Awards. A lot of this went under the radar, but we've been studying it and investigating it. We're investigating it. He has the Sanpaku eyes. First off, we're going to get into the Sanpaku eyes. He's wearing the checkerboard right there. You could see the checkerboard. We see the symbolism a lot. We even see it with the Taylor Swift tragedy that took place most recently at her concert. And they're blaming it. Guess what they're blaming it on? Yeah, they're blaming it on that. We're going to see how that is all connected to a communist type socialist programming for the masses to join into that. Yes. But that's who's the blame. As we're entering this SWIFT system, this goes into currency, the currency collapse. We're at the $33 trillion debt clock. Very symbolic as we're transforming into the blockchain, to the CBDCs and the central bank digital currencies with the SWIFT system. And Taylor Swift's on tour, and the SWIFT system is celebrating its 50th year. Very important, because we are in a jubilee right now. The jubilee comes after the Shemitah. In the 50 state, Hawaii went up in the flames. It's the 50th year of hip-hop, the 50th Yom Kippur War, 50th year of the Beatles, who did the first telecommunications with the satellites all over the world, promoting Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, which gets into transmuting the culture into debauchery with the use of schizogenics. Yes. So here's the SWIFT system, 50th year, Taylor Swift's on tour. I'm sure there's a connection to it. And if you don't know about this, this goes into like the whole new coding to the new money system. As we're looking out for Taylor Swift, this lady passed away. Rest in peace. God bless you in your soul. And I mean, look at the image that they post of her, the checkerboard. Can you believe that? I mean, I don't even have to dig deep to find the symbols all over the place, the checkerboard. Now, Miley Cyrus is from Tennessee. Tennessee lays on that 36 ley line, the 36 parallel, 3-6 Mafia. You got all the connections to them this year with Gangsta Boo passing away. part of 3-6 Mafia. Jelly Roll was also part of Hypnotized Minds with the connections to the 3-6 Mafia. And I think that, you know what? He's got the Sanpaku eyes. Something tragic may happen with him. And we're going to get into that. You know, shout out to Jelly Roll. Shout out to Jelly Roll. Hey, Jelly Jelly. Here is Barney. Barney collapsed during the Thanksgiving parade, the Macy's parade, as Macy's is a credit card company. Nordstrom's, TJ Maxx, they don't sell clothes. They sell credit. That's their business. And 25 years ago, I guess it was 26 years ago now, Barney collapsed. And I was looking into Barney's Sanpaku eyes, seeing which character has the Sanpaku eyes or whatever. But there was a, speaking of dinosaurs, there was a protest right here in front of the Sinclair dinosaur. Now you can see they're saying they're protesting one thing in front of the dinosaur, which dinosaurs are fake. We're going to tell you all about it. But this goes into that whole Taylor Swift thing. I'm not even going to say the name. I'm just going to highlight it. Who's the blame for the Taylor Swift concert tragedy? The CC, the 33. You can see that it's a communist socialist symbolism. All you got to do is look at the symbolism of the fist. You can see right here. The capitalism. He has the capitalism right there. That's what they want to get rid of, is capitalism. You can see I love Rage Against the Machine, but this is socialist symbolism, and this is socialist symbolism. So we look at the symbols here. We don't look at the narrative that they tell us what it is. We look through the symbols. We see the Illuminati hand symbol of the diamond everyone throws up. But yo, that's pretty much saying, yo, that's like Illuminati symbolism right there. We looking into the symbolism. And give this give the video a smashy poo, because it is Thanksgiving. Everybody's with their family. They're probably very, very upset and hungover from yesterday. As yesterday is actually the biggest drinking day of the year, because the family triggers everybody. The family be installing the triggers for you to get mad and then eat unhealthy, you know what I mean? So share this video, give it a like, so when everyone comes home from whatever they're doing, hopefully they're having a good time. Biden is telling everybody that we need to come together, and I think there's a sexual innuitation, or what, however you say it, with that, because he's saying, come together, America, come together. Because once you look into the occult, they're into this tantra sex business with sex magic. It's wild. It's wild. Even Barney the dinosaur be getting down with it, I swear. And the Argentina dude be getting down with it. Tantric sex and dog cloning, a guide to Argentina's Trumpy new president. As we were looking at the Economist magazine, and I was like, oh, look out for Brazil. Look, and I was talking about Venezuela at the tippity top right up there. But if you can see, the mouth of Donald Trump is on Brazil, because of Argentina, because of what's going on over there with him. So something to look out for. There was a strange event that went down yesterday on November 22nd, on 1122, which equals 33, but 1122 at approximately 1122 a.m. Just a coincidence, just a quinky dink. On 1122 at 1122, something happened at a bridge, the Rainbow Bridge. This is also the day JFK was taken out in front of everybody, in front of the American public, showcasing the King Kill ritual, that there is a synarchy system, a shadow puppet government in control of America. And that happened on 1122 as well, on a giant trident, and Nightmare on Elm Street. It was on Elm Street. just like the new Flowers of the Killing Moon movie is on Elm Street as well, right here, 105 Elm Street. Make it bigger so you can see it. Where Robert De Niro spanked Leo. Robert De Niro is a 32nd degree in the movie, and the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover, is a 33 and arrest him, but he spanks him, and it goes into the riding the goat ritual. As we're looking out for the orange, right? You see, who loves orange soda? Kel loves orange soda. You got Kenan and Kel. We're going to get into Kenan and Kel in the orange soda. Orange and gematria is the 33, but orange order does the riding the goat ritual as well. And you got the clockwork orange. And you even got the guy, remember these paintings of the dogs playing poker? Well, the guy who made it, Coolidge, he was probably a 33 degree Mason. I'm not sure, but he was a Mason, and he painted the Masonic initiation ritual right here of riding the goat. And you can see a lot of orange on there as well. As we're coming up into Capricorn, Capricorn is the goat, and you got the cornucopia. There's a lot of goat symbolism with the Baphomet and the goat. We're going to play some clips in it. And if you're just joining us, we got over 700 people up in here. It's just Thanksgiving time. Orange man. You even got orange man. Yeah, that's right. You got a lot of orange everywhere. Clockwork orange, all that. Good Burger 2 just came out on this date, the 11/22 date. Yeah, I even got that right there, all ready to go. Because Kenan and Kel. Kel was just hospitalized, and Kenan was just whacked by Charles Lee Ray. Chucky. I don't know if you're watching the new Chucky. I'm a huge fan of Chucky. I know it's not good, but I'm going to play a clip real quick of them on SNL where Kel, he gets hospitalized, and then Kenan says he made a deal with the devil. Next, the Pete Davidson, who's a Knights Templar, and his name Pete Davidson is after Peter Davidson, who wrote the Chaldean. And then you got Ice Spice, who's Isis. That's even her name. Even her symbol with her hair. The hair is the sun, I believe, and it's the symbol of Isis, just upside down. And you got the butterfly, the monarch butterfly. I'm going to play this clip real quick.
Yeah. Tall fella, horns, red fur, I don't know, little hooves.
Keen, that's the devil, dude.
What?
He just said that he sold his soul for a devil so he can stay young, which is so weird. Such a weird thing to say. So, you know, dissecting Good Burger 2, I'm going to watch it and see what it is. It looks like this is going up their body like a kundalini. If you guys see anything on here or gals, please let us know, because we are researching together up on here. So here's Chucky. You can see Chucky got them Sanpaku eyes big time. And he's in the White House right now in this event, and he takes out him. I'm really enjoying the third season. But we've been talking about bridges on this channel. We've been talking about it, talking about even this is the most newest video up on the Patreon, and look what we highlight on the right. We're highlighting the bridge. It's something we've been talking about for a long time, is the bridge collapsing, which goes into the SWIFT system and the bridge currencies going over the water. And here's another one from last year, the collapsing bridge symbolism that me and Tommy did. This was our second video that we did together. And most recently, we were shouted out on this channel. I'm not even going to say the name of the channel, because Google has so heavily suppressed the names and the algorithm or whatever. But we got a shout out. So thank you so much. A caller called in and gave your boy Donut a shout out. You got to go check it out. It is amazing. But this whole rainbow bridge goes into portals and dimensions that we're going to be looking into and doing a follow-up video on it. But here is some symbolism at that bridge at the falls. And you got this unicorn, right? You got the unicorn, which goes into the queen's beasts. The queen's beast got them unicorns up on there. Here's a Tudor rose. The Tudor rose, this is a lot of where the Illuminati is actually stemming from. Now, let me see where I can find a unicorn. Oh, there's the dragon. We're coming up on the year of the dragon for 2024. There's the unicorn. Check that out. I am the queen's beasts. We got all of that up over on the Patreon. So make sure you go subscribe to the Patreon. Cheaper than a bag of Skittles. Or grab the VHS box. We only got 200 of these VHS, lovely VHS box. Look, that's Chan and I riding a dolphin. If you order it while I'm live, got the links down below, I'll give you a shout out. But yeah, that limited edition VHS boxes packed with goodies, packed with membership cards in a secret meeting that we're going to have. But it's Thanksgiving. There is a guy, Bill Cooper, who said that Thanksgiving was a time when people were going to be rounded up, in his book, Behold a Pale Horse. So I'm always suspicious of Thanksgiving because of that. So rest in peace to him. Rest in peace to Jordan Maxwell as well. But let's not forget that, because, you know, we got to pay homage to the people that passed away that were in this truth movement, I guess you would call it. Well, I don't know. What would you call this movement? I don't know. But he said, look out for Thanksgiving. And there's some tragedies happening over in Dublin right now. So prayers out to Dublin. There's protests and terrible events happening. And I ain't Irish, but my money Dublin, grab a shamrock. That's a rap song. So let's get into this parade, the Macy's Day Parade. The corn song. This is going to be weird. This is weird, everybody. The green man goes into huge Masonic symbolism. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There should be another person there. Macy's Thanksgiving Parade branded the weirdest ever after 3-minute corn song talking about pooping and stuff like that. I'm going to play a clip of it. We're going to get into the symbolism and the predictive programming of the memetic warfare. I guess before I play the clip, I should show how the memetic predictive programming is working with things like Mountain Dew. Oh, thank you, Allie. Allie says I'm the favorite. Thank you so much. Shout out to Ireland. I ain't Irish, but my money Dublin, grab a shamrock. Hey, Donut from New York City, didn't watch the parade. Shout out to New York City. Most of my audience, I think, is from New York City, so I might be doing an event there sometime. So this is going to be crazy. This clip we about to go into. Candy corn, kettle corn, put it in your mouth. It's the same going in, coming out. I don't know if it's sexual or if they're talking about eating it and it's coming out of their butt. But whatever it is that they're talking about, it is super weird. And then after they do this, the lyrics are super, super creepy of some sort of predictive programming of some sort of corn shortage. Last year, there was all the railroad strikes. Did we forget about the railroad strikes and the Amazon strikes? And now Jeff Bezos is selling tons of Amazon stocks and all this weird stuff happening with the economy, with the BNB guy turning himself in. That makes no sense. And we're going to get into it. There's so much going on. I mean, everyone's distracted right now. So I think this is good that we are looking into it while everyone is distracted and in a food coma watching the gladiator games of football or whatever. But I'm going to show you this predictive programming. I call it priming. The first corn memes were here. This is the meme from the future. And it was corn. And memes are images. This is a symbol, just like the prom picture. And these are the future memes. These are memes for the future. And then what happened in the future after this meme was released? You had the corn kid. It's corn. It's corn. And he was on the Jolly Green Giant float last year. Now, this float is full of Masonic symbolism. I'm going to play a video of the Masonic symbolism of him kneeling down. You see all the people kneeling down. And you got the eight people there. It's the exact same thing as the Masonic ritual. But I'm gonna play this real quick before we get into that symbolism. We're gonna get into this predictive programming symbolism because it's crazy. So what are they saying? Is this about some butt stuff or poop stuff? The corn started dying. No one could figure out why, which means the crops were dying. Predictive programming last year was all about this ritual I was looking into. I'm going to have to pull that up real quick. Hold on 1 second, because this is super important to bring up the Economist magazine of the predictive programming last year. Last year's predictive programming with the Economist magazine. Where did I put it? Right here. All right. So the corn, wine, oil is part of the Masonic ritual. And that was the things at play. On the Economist magazine, you had the corn, which can be wheat as well. You got the wheat with the skulls. Then you got the wine. Wine always symbolized blood, always. And then you got the oil, the power play right here. I was breaking down this, and now this year there's new symbolism for the world ahead. But they're talking about there's going to be a corn shortage. I'll play that clip one more time. We came to get help for someone to avoid catastrophes. So right there in this fun butt song, they're bringing up corn shortages and catastrophes to happen, because people don't understand that corn is in so many products. The Monsanto's corn is on so many products that, I mean, I think it's like in toothpaste. It's like in everything, right? And think about all the people addicted to the high corn fructose corn syrup. Then they go into ashes and ashes, dust into dust. That means death, right? Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. So you got, they're singing about it. It's all happy. So ashes to ashes, dust is the dust, a great catastrophe and a corn shortage because the crops weren't growing. So you might have missed that one. We don't have to mourn as long as we got corn. That's what they said. When we get to heaven, we don't have to mourn as long as we have corn. What the heck? I mean, come on. That is some That is some predictive programming, in my opinion. What do you think? Put your comments down below what you think on that, because that's freaky. I'm going to play some clips of this Jolly Green Giant as well, and the Masonic symbolism behind this, and how this is Masonic symbolism. It's so crazy.
On the float, promoting the Green Giant. As all these gods are connected to agriculture, we got the train railroad strikes happening, and that would affect the number one commodity, corn. It's corn. We just showed you the symbolism of the cornucopia. Amazon workers are protesting worldwide. The predictive programming of food shortages, and corn is in so many products. It seems like a ritual is about to take place. The Green Man is ancient as well in its symbolism. So the Macy's Parade had the Green Jolly Giant. But where's this symbol coming from? Did they just create this? It's Green Man. Well, Green Man is very, very ancient. Some say it's pagan. Here's a picture of it in a cathedral in the 13th century. The image of Green Man is pretty simple. It's just a face surrounded by leaves, and it's green. And if this is pagan, why does Green Man show up in a ton of churches, cathedrals? Here's a sculpture of Green Man in Iraq. It is all over the place. The symbolism. Who is it? Even Osiris is depicted as green. Pan is green. This is where the devil with the horns and the hooves comes from, the god of nature. And we're in the autumn harvest.
So right there, it just shows you the horn stuff before we get into that. But Osiris is green. You got the Green Man. You got Pan. This is what the devil is based off of, because the first pictures of the devil, he was actually purple. And then they changed it to, because of this Pan god. But here, I'm going to play the Masonic clip now.
Is kneeling down. And then you got the corn kid right there. And the kneeling is a big Freemasonic ritual. So I looked into it more. You got the Green Man and eight people. You got the eight people right here and the guy kneeling. This is the exact same imagery of the Freemasonic ritual. You got the three steps for the three stages of initiation. You got the eight people in the circle with the Green Man kneeling, just like this. And that was the float with the corn kid.
So I'm gonna write Green Agenda. Now that's a big part of it all, is the Green Agenda. But isn't this the symbolism just wild? The symbolism all over the place is absolutely wild. Wild stuff. But before we get more into this Green Man in the cornucopia, a lot of credit card debt is breaking through the holiday, you know, the consumerism. We're coming up on Black Friday. And the $33 trillion debt, Amazon, Jeff Bezos selling a lot of his Amazon. And just so much weird stuff. But this is the strangest story here. The BNB crashing as Binance founder prepares to plead guilty to criminal charges, step down. After Sam Bankman-Fried, right, talking about that 6ix9ine all over the place. On the 69th day of the year this year, there was a bank collapse as well. And it probably was FTX. I don't know which one exactly, but strange stuff is happening, especially with Binance, which is the biggest crypto exchange in China. So the guy's turning himself in. He doesn't have to. He's turning himself into the U.S. government. He doesn't have to. He lives in China. He's from China. It doesn't make any sense unless there's some deal being brokered with BlackRock or something like that. It's very, very sketchy. There's a lot of weird stuff happening right now. Even the whole crypto BTC is 223 backwards, that 322, like we started this off, how Al Roker talked to the president for the 223, the 322 minutes, just like the BBC is 223, 322. Just a lot of strange stuff. As next year, there'll be the next Bitcoin halving as well, which goes into all these astrological dates. and whatever. So, I mean, this is crazy, crazy banking rituals happening right now. But I want to play another clip of Thanksgiving because it's Thanksgiving. So make sure we almost got 1,000 people up in here. Make sure you smash that like button. I want to see 1,000 likes. We got 1,000 people up in here. Give me the 1,000 likes. And we got an order for the VHS box. Jason, shout out to Jason. What up, Jason? Out in AZ, he just secured his VHS box. If you get your VHS box with while we're live, I'm going to give you a shout out. So let's go into this clip.
A Thursday. Thursday's for Thor. Thor is known to have...
Thanksgiving's on Thursday. Thor's Day. This goes into the GOAT.
Thanksgiving lands on a Thursday. Thursday's for Thor. Thor is known to have the two goats pulled by him. A lot of these symbols and signs lead back to the goat. Cornucopia, the basket. Cornucopia means the horn of plenty. And a lot of the ancient gods was depicted with the symbolism. 10th sign of Capricorn. Capricorn is a goat as well. In December, we're about to go into after Thanksgiving, which is Decem, which is 10. We think it's the 12th month, but Decem means 10. Capricorn's the 10th sign, and it's the goat. So this is very, very ancient. It goes back to the Pan god, and this leads all the way back to Zeus. A lot of these ancient gods were connected to agriculture, grains, harvesting, and they had the cornucopia as their symbol. Ceres was depicted with the cornucopia, the god of agriculture. Ceres is where we get cereal.
What? Cereal. How long have you ate cereal for? And then it'll come from Ceres.
Cereal comes from the Roman goddess of agriculture. Krampus in December. We're coming up on December after Thanksgiving. Krampus is this Santa Claus with the horns. Demeter was the goddess of harvest. She was the symbol of the cornucopia, and it's the autumn harvest. It's the time when crops are finally ready to be harvested. Zeus was put in a cave and was mothered by Amalthea, and she's represented as the goat, and Zeus would drink the goat milk. Even the Greek goddess Fortuna is where we get fortune, the goddess of chance and good luck. She's depicted with the cornucopia as well. And this is why we got the Wheel of Fortune, the Wheel of Fortune, the Wheel of Fortuna.
So, I mean, we watching these games, people are grandparents or parents or even us watching Wheel of Fortune, not even knowing that this is a old symbol in the tarot and all that, the Wheel of Fortuna, the Wheel of Fortune. And I mean, it's just ancient symbolism because symbols and images are powerful. The symbols and images are so powerful. I'm reading this book, All Consuming Images, written in the 80s or early 90s. And it's just so fascinating. Images and how they are used, these symbols, to control people, because it is the least amount of effort of thinking looking at a symbol. You look at a symbol, you don't have to think of anything. You don't have to read a book. You don't have to study. You don't have to see what is actually going on in the world today through the mimetic warfare and whatnot, through these symbols. And it's all sexual. It's all sexual symbolism. Like even the jeans, right? The Chardon jeans. It says Chardon in it as well. The Chardon jeans or the Vesica Pisces or MasterCard logo. It is the aroused genitalia. I mean, these symbols have so much power into the simulacrum. It's absolutely wild because there's these desires in our head. And these are three crazy books right here. You know, A Billion Wicked Thoughts, made by someone who was on the Homeland Security they're studying Google algorithms and all the different naughty stuff people look at on the internet. Kind of sketchy though. Augie Ogus, I was looking into them, into the connections. Very, very sketchy, connected to the deep state. And then you got Sex at Dawn, which showed how, I'm not even going to get into it. I did this over on the Patreon. I'm not going to get into it because it's just too explicit. You can get over on the Patreon or you can get in the VHS box that we about to drop. It's just too explicit to talk about. But it is all coming for this agenda. Don't be a fossil fuel tool. This is the real mission behind it. Even this oil corporation created the idea of the dinosaurs. They help fund it using the symbol. We're going to bring Cheney on and she's going to tell us about it. I mean, this company was founded the day the Illuminati was founded. On May 1st, 5/1. Very, very sketchy. Very, very sketchy. Oh, I guess, yeah. Well, I guess one thing I could say is like how you can see, you see one girl here at the Billboard Awards with a bunch of dudes, right? This is in the human psyche desire, according to these books. So a lot of the Billboard Awards was one girl with a bunch of dudes. It goes deep into some crazy desire stuff. But let's get into the Sanpaku eyes. We got 1,000 people up in here. Let's get into the Sanpaku eyes. I was talking about Jelly Roll in the beginning. Jelly Roll got the Sanpaku eyes. The Sanpaku means the three whites. So there's three whites underneath his eyeball. You can see that in the bottom right corner. You can see JFK had it. You can see Princess Diana had it. You can see Judy Garland had it, which means that their demise will happen. This is just symbolism. This is just something. Sanpaku eyes. Prince had it as well. I don't know if you remember this Prince album or record, Chaos and Disorder, Order Out of Chaos, Chaos and Disorder, whatever. Look at his eyeball. It does the Illuminati eye right in the middle, and he has the Sanpaku eye, meaning that something gonna happen to him, and something did happen to him. One minute you're hot, tell the truth, and you're not. That's a quote from the song. So Jelly Roll, hot right now. He was at the Billboard Awards being heavily awarded. So, I mean, I gotta look out for Jelly Roll. I gotta tell him about this stuff because this is symbolism. As you can see, Prince had his demise and he has the three whites under his eyes. The Sanpaku eyeballs. And here is Jelly Roll. Jelly Roll, a lot of pictures with him. He's got the Sanpaku eyeballs. Okay, right here. Billboard Awards. Nashville, the 36th parallel. Country Music Festival turns 50, Jubilee. Interesting. I'm going to have to look into the CMA. Everything's turning 50 because this is the Jubilee year. But you can see the Sanpaku eyes with Jelly Roll and the checkerboards right there. Now, we could see this in films. I've been looking at the Sanpaku in films. Silence of the Lambs, right? This chick was in trouble. This chick is in trouble. And she has the Sanpaku eyes on the cover. So we see this in movies like Frankenstein. Frankenstein was taken out by the mob, the Democrats. Because demo is the mob rule. So Frankenstein from his birth, he was going to be demised. This movie's not scary. Because of Frankenstein. The movie is scary because of the mob, because of the people, not because of him. And he has the Sanpaku eyes. And these older films were very, very symbolic and meant a lot. and they were wicked smart films. As this book goes into the whole, Percy Shelley wrote it. A lot of people are going to say, no, Percy Shelley didn't write it. I don't say Mary Shelley wrote it, because how is a 19-year-old author going to write this great works on the occult? She was dating Percy Shelley, who was an anonymous writer. The book was released anonymously, and then they changed it to Mary Shelley. Mary Shelley's mom was one of the first feminists. So I'm right. There is a connection there. Then she never wrote any other great works after Frankenstein, as Percy Shelley wrote Prometheus Unbound, and Frankenstein was called the modern day Prometheus. There's just so many damn connections of Percy Shelley writing this when he, you know, they were all doing sex magic together. Percy, Mary, and their cousins, they were all collaborating. They were all coming together, as Joe Biden calls it. Sanpaku eyes, the underneath. So here's Scream, and you can see it looks like a little bit of both, but it's at the top. The top is more of psychopathy, like more crazy. Like you could see it in Carrie, right? Carrie, this means like, oh, you going crazy. I don't know. I've looked in the mirror once when I was pissed, and I was like, uh-oh, I got the Sanpaku eyes popping. But it's very interesting because it's symbolism, and it means a lot. I mean, look at these Sanpaku eyes. I don't know if you remember this, but this never left my mind when this happened. The balloons and them Sanpaku eyes. This is probably the best depiction of the three whites of the American Psycho, because he's looking straight on to the camera. And he's got the three whites at the top, which means like this person is a dangerous person. Underneath means they are harmless, but their demise could be coming. I find this topic so fascinating. JFK, Sanpaku, Judy Garland, Princess Diana, the movie Us. This girl was in trouble, and it was her demise. Sanpaku underneath. Chucky, look, he doesn't have the Sanpaku eyes in this, but it is the one eye symbolism, but he always be having it. Like, here's the cover of the first one. And look, I mean, you can just see that is like a terrified look with the three whites. E.T. What's up with E.T.? Chuck E. Cheese, maybe I'm stretching with the Chuck E. Cheese. Maybe that's a stretch. Mickey Mouse, maybe as a stretch, I don't know. But Jelly Roll admits that he would get rid of 96% of his tattoos. We're talking about that 96 number. Rosalind Carter died at 96. Rosalind is the Rosalind Chapel that you've seen in the Da Vinci Code. That talks about the Illuminati and the Knights Templars. And there's codes in this Rosalind Chapel. And it was the Rosalind because of the Rose line, like the Tudor Rose that we were talking about in the beginning. The bloodline, the Rose lines. So here's the Billboard Awards. And Jelly Roll was there. So, I mean, I'm looking out for Jelly Roll. I'm looking out for Jelly Roll. And I'm also looking out for some certain dates to come. As we pass the 322 date, November 18th, but November 27th is a day to look out for. It has the 34 days remaining. This is a big 43, 34 Illuminati type number. Also, November 28th leaves 33 days, the 33 until the end of the year. We're coming up on a full moon in Gemini. So something to look out for. These rituals happen the day before, after, or on a full moon. And the last full moon of the year, December 26, something to look out for. And like you, this is what's trending today. You got the two X's, the double X, the double cross. I mean, I'm not really going to get too much into it. We talk about these symbols a lot over on this channel. There's just a lot happening. There's a lot going on. Well, I appreciate everybody. Let me see if anybody else ordered the VHS box. We got the VHS box. For sale. I'm gonna drop the commercial. The commercial is pretty funny. We got two new orders. Shout out to Tiffany. What up, Tiffany? Thank you so much. Just got your order in. And Holly. Shout out to Holly. Yeah. So these VHS boxes, I'm gonna play the commercial for it. And I'm gonna drop the commercial. I mean, the commercial is hilarious. I work so hard on the commercial. Yo, what up? It's Donut, and you tuning in to the Donut Illuminati box. Yeah, the VHS box. We do these once a year, and they sell out quickly within 24 hours last time. We'll see what happens this time. But it's going to be packed with goodies. This is the new limited edition, too hot for the internet. Yeah, you get a badge. You get a Costco membership card with a lanyard, all your Illuminati news. And this membership card gets you access to all the content that's too hot for the internet, every donut video ever created. Limited edition VHS box. And you got Donut with Chan riding on the dolphin. I mean, oh my goodness. That's incredible. Wow. Wow. All the Illuminati dolphin stuff. Every donut video, full documentaries, band content on the membership card. Plus, on top of that, stickers, pins, memorabilia, autographed pictures, and an invitation to the secret society. I can't talk too much about it because it's a secret, but a secret meeting as a bonus. You don't want to miss this. You don't want to not be a part of this. Only 200 available. This is a limited VHS box. Make sure to grab it today. They sell out within 24 hours. We put it at first here on the Patreon for a couple hours, give them first access to it, and then it goes out to the world. So make sure you click that link below and reserve yours now. The Donut VHS box, only 200 made, limited edition. Click the link below. It's Donut. Much love and God bless you. What'd you think about that? Well, I thought that was fantastic. Anyway, thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Much love. Smash that like button. And God bless you.